God sent His Son. We call Him Jesus. He came to love. He came to love. He learned for. He learned forgive. He bled and died. He bled and died to buy my burden. Yeah, and deep grave is the go to say, oh, because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow, I can face tomorrow.
Lord, all my iniquities were over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for the cross. Thank you, Lord, for Calvary. Thank you for the blood that was shed. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Oh, yes, because you live. Oh, thank you, Lord, because there is an empty tomb. There is an empty tomb. My Lord is alive. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, you died, oh Lord, for me. You paid all my pride. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Blessed. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. What a wonderful God that you are. Oh, surely you have borne our griefs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, as the scripture says, it says, surely he hath borne all our griefs and has carried all our sorrows. And he has taken all our iniquities. Oh, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Oh, bless you, Lord Jesus. That we can live, we are alive today. Because you paid a price. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, we bless your name. Oh, musicians, let's give us that song. Touch your people once again. Touch your people. Let's sing that song. Touch your people. I was in there. And oh, I said, Lord, amen. Yes, tonight. You're going to touch us. Let's sing that song once again.
We need wisdom.
Hallelujah.
We need power. True love for each other.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We are
so
many big and empty world.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, we come before your face.
Hallelujah.
Asking for your grace. Take your people to rest in a fruitful life.
Restore the church again.
Oh, touch your people once again.
Oh, touch your people, Lord.
With your precious holy hands, we pray. Your kingdom shine upon this earth.
You are living for us,
yeah. Oh, not for temporary. Restore authority and power in your mighty rushing wind, blowing. Touch your people once again. You see your tired servants,
broken, wounded soldiers.
We are much in your precious healing hands. We need the power of the cross.
That's the only source for us.
When we stand up, facing final battle cry.
Oh, your church again. Oh, touch your people.
Touch your people once again.
Yes, tonight, Lord, that's our prayer. We come seeking, Lord, your hand.
With your precious holy hand.
With your precious holy hand. With your face, Lord, that you restore to us, O God. Your name is your power. Restore your church, Lord. Oh, the Holy Spirit, Lord. Sweep over your people's lives. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Not for temporary needs,
Lord. We want eternal things, Lord, tonight.
But to restore.
Oh, restore, Lord Jesus. If there is anything that, Lord, we are missing, Lord. We are asking, O God, that your Holy Spirit will restore to us.
No.
Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus.
Touch your people once again.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for grace once again, the Lord. We have come to your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you that you live, O God. And as you live, O Lord, we can face tomorrow. Lord, we thank you, O God, that tonight you are here, Lord Jesus, to heal us, O God. You are here tonight to restore us, O Lord. You are here, Lord, to fill our cups, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the grace that you have given to us. Journey mercies from our various homes, Lord. We say, Lord, thank you, O God. Even the day so far, Lord, we say, blessed be your name, O God. Father, what a privilege, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord, with the Holy Spirit sweeping over us, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, as we've come with all humility, Lord. We've come surrendering, Lord, our hearts, thoughts, and everything, Lord Jesus. We've laid upon the altar tonight. The Lord, your spirit will sweep over us, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God, Father, even as we tend to your word, O Lord, oh, you are the altar. Father, bless your word, O God. We don't need temporary things, Lord. Father, let things of eternal, Lord, tonight, O God, come bring the impact upon our lives. Oh,
yes, Lord Jesus, restore any lost thing that, oh God, is not right in us, Lord. Even there are dead condition, Lord. Let your Lord Jesus, your quickening power, oh, quicken us, Lord, and bring life back unto us. We ask this, oh Lord, believe in the Lord, you are here. Oh, so Father, we sit at your feet now to hear from you, God. Speak, Lord. Speak. Your children, oh God, are with all ears to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, oh, God, Richie, bless you for coming. Oh, let us give a clap unto him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for the joy of our heart this evening. Oh, blessed be your name. God bless you, musicians. Amen. Let's turn to Exodus 34. And we shall read from the 5th to the 7th verses. Oh, praise God. Exodus 34. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him, that is Moses, there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilt, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. Amen. Lord, we've read your word. Let the impact of this word, O God, the life, Lord Jesus, come, O God, and rest upon us, upon our hearts, Lord. The Lord Jesus, it will be life, even right in us, O God, to live by them, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? And God, Richie, bless you. Oh, yes, sir. We have strong words here tonight. He said, the Lord passed and proclaimed. He passed and he proclaimed that the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and in truth. Amen. The Lord is what? He's merciful. He's gracious. He's long-suffering. Amen. And abundant in goodness and in truth. And he said, he's keeping mercy for thousands. Keeping mercy for thousands. Forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sins. Oh my. But brethren, let's look at this clause here. That will by no means clear the guilty. Oh my. Serious. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generations. Looking at these great attributes of God, then look at that place closely. That will by no means clear the guilty. Then something went wrong somewhere. Amen. Something terribly went wrong somewhere. (Clears throat)
Brethren, tonight, our prayer meeting is to look on ourselves and our children. Thank God that today there are a lot of children here. Praise God. Amen. That we see some attitudes and characters on our children. And you may not know where they come from. Praise the Lord. It could be from me, because the direct parent, or it could be from the grandparent or the great-grandparents. Their iniquity has been visited upon what? The children. So they have adopted some kind of what? Character. Some kind of life. It becomes so strange in the family. Praise the Lord. But thanks be to the blood that was shed on Calvary. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we are going to look and see and plead the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse those iniquities, either from us or from what? Our grandparents. And you, the youth, you are to look to your own self. If there is anything, you see, there will be some life or some character, some attitude in you. You know very well that your spirit abhors it. You don't like it. It's not from you. Amen. You don't like it, but it is there tonight. Oh, remember yourself as what? The seeds of Abraham. Possess that gate tonight. Praise God. Now here is God proclaiming all these attributes to himself. Then coming here to say that this will by no means clear the guilty. That means something terribly went wrong somewhere. And that is what we need to look at, those things which really went wrong, so that we will not also repeat the same thing, so that we pass not our iniquity unto what? Our children's children. Praise the Lord. For God to say something, that means there was a real provocation. God was provoked. God was provoked. We are all witnesses how God judged what? The children of Israel. They were witnesses to how God judged Egypt and delivered them. And the last plague was what? Death. That terrible night and that fearful night, death struck what? The land of Egypt. But God gave what? A way of escape to what? The children of Israel. Praise the Lord. God did a lot of things in the eyes of the children of Israel. Great things, miracles. And they were what? Eventually, they were delivered from the hands of the Egyptians and they started their journey. But they came to a point. There was a trial. Brethren, watch this. They made a journey. We are also in the same journey to our promised land. They were making a journey to a promised land. But the thing is, Lord, the thing is, trial will come your way, my brother, my sister. Trials will come your way. And when the trials come, the Bible says they are to do what? It said the trial of your faith, it makes what? Because of patience. To bring out patience out of you. Amen. So now, we all know the story. The first trial, they came to what? There was an obstacle before them, the Red Sea. That was what their first trial. And now let's see, we are trying to find out why God, after all these attributes, he said, but this will not what? Will never save a what? It will what? It will, let's read it. He said, it will never do what? Cleanse the guilt. He said, that will by no means clear the guilty. After all these great attributes, number one, they provoked God. The number one, let's see it. They came to Red Sea, and what happened? Listen to what the people said. When they saw that Pharaoh's army was drawing nigh, they said what? They told Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, thou hast taken us away to die in this wilderness. Look at this. Stinky. They told Moses, because there are no graves in Egypt, you brought us here to die in the wilderness. Oh my. God was listening. He said, they went on to say, he said, we told you to let us alone so that we save the Egyptians. It was better we had saved the Egyptians than for you to bring us here. Oh my. That was what they told Moses. And you could know how God felt. God, he said what? Gracious, merciful, long-suffering. Keeping what? Mercies for what? Thousands. Oh, praise God. So those attributes, they were working. Amen. Amen. So what did God do? He said the angel of God which was before the camp. Look, there was the angel of God going before them. Amen. And look at what they were talking to. What? They were accusing what? Moses. He said, then the angel of God moved from what? Before them and went behind them. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And the clouds also went behind. Oh, to raise what? Standard. That even when your enemies will come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise what? A standard. Oh, he's the same God tonight, my brother. These people should not have murmured as long as the angel of God was there. But they started murmuring, accusing what? Moses. God had what? God was gracious. He was merciful. Keeping mercy for thousands. Long suffering. The attributes were working. God didn't say anything. He did what he wanted to do. And what was it? It brought darkness upon the people, the enemies. But it brought light upon what? The children of God. Oh, hallelujah. And where there was no way, God made a way. They passed through. Oh, praise God. His long suffering working. And as they go to the other side, oh, let's look at the praises they gave to God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. They said, who is like unto thee, O God? Among the gods, who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. They were praising God. God was who said, oh, fine. God was expecting that to continue. But then, the following day, the next trial, they found what? Bitter water. Oh, Moses! So, you brought us here so I have to die. Oh, brethren. So, God looked at them and he said something. Let us read it. God said, they provoked God and God passed his judgment over them. He said, how long would these people provoke me? And how long would it be they believe me for all the signs which I have shown them? I will smite them with pestilence and disinherit them. Let's look at some of what, some of the provocations they gave to God for God to say these things. They said they needed food. God made what? Manna to fall from heaven for them. Angels' food was what? They received from heaven food. Manna from heaven. Then listen to what they said. He said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt, and the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlics. But our soul is dried away. Listen, look at it. Our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before us. Always manna, manna, manna. Oh my. God's long suffering was working. He gave them what? Meat. But meanwhile, while they were eating, see, they were giving how much, you see, the thing is there. Know how they packed? I haven't got the this thing. They packed and packed and packed, and they were eating somewhere coming through their nose. And God smite them. Praise the Lord. Then another time, I'm going over a lot of their provocations, but I've picked about four of them to look at them. Then another time, God called Moses into the mountains. God has called Moses to the mountains. You know what the people said? Let's listen. They came to Aaron. And they told Aaron, it's in the Bible, said, up, make us a God, we shall go before us. As for this Moses, oh my, as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him. So make us what? A new God. And Moses, Aaron, was under pressure. And he made what? He made a molten calf. And you know what they said? Said, this is our God, O Israel, which brought us out from the land of Egypt. Provocation. This is our God that brought us out from the land of Egypt. And he said, Aaron made a proclamation that the following day there will be a feast. And they rose up the following day to make a feast. Said they rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. God was watching them. Whilst Moses was with him in the mountains, that was happening in the camp. Provocation. They were really provoking God. But his long suffering was still. His graciousness, his mercies. Oh, praise the Lord. He was enduring. Then came another time. God told Moses, Moses, send people to go and see the land. Now they've come to the threshold of what? Of the promised land. Go, send people from each of their father's tribe to go and look at this, at the land. And they went. And when they came back, 10 of them Let's listen to what they said. He said, we will not be able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And all the people that we saw in there, the men and the great, they have what? Great statures. We saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which came from the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we will not be able to take the land. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. And as they said it, the Bible says in Numbers 14, 1 to 4, it said, all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried. They cried the whole night. And the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. See, provocation. Or would God that we died in the wilderness. And verse 3, and wherefore has the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be what? Be a prey. Were it not better for us to return to Egypt? And they said one to another, let's make a captain and let's return into Egypt. Oh my. Brethren, God, long suffering, was still holding. Amen. It was still holding. Then, let's look at another one. This utter defiance of God's authority. Serious. Dathan, Abiram, and Korah, they formed their own group. Praise the Lord. They formed their own group. And so they also challenged Moses that he is not the only one God has called. God has called all of them. He has taken too much upon himself. And Moses sent to go and call Dathan and Abiram. Listen. And Moses sent us, turn to Numbers 16, 12 and 13, so that you read with me. Numbers 16, 12 and 13. And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. See? Absolute defiance of what authority? Moses, the prophet, sent to call and said, we are not coming. Verse 13. Then this challenge, he said, is it a small thing? Is this a small thing that you have done? Moses, is it a small thing that you have done? That has brought us up. Out of what? Now listen. From the land that flowed with milk and honey. Oh, wow. Now Egypt is the land that flows with what? Milk and honey. Look at the way how they were suffering under their taskmasters. Brethren, watch it closely. The way how they were suffering over there, being beaten all the time. Now, they are saying that. Is this a small thing that you have done? Taking us away from the land which flows with milk and honey. My. To kill us in this wilderness. Except that thou hast made thyself altogether a prince over us. Just you brought us here to make a prince over us. You see? You brought us out to be what? Prince over us. Took us out from what? The land that is flowing with milk and honey. Oh my. Now Egypt has become the place of what? Flowing with milk and honey. Brethren, it is the same thing today. Amen. We provoke God, choosing the world instead of the word. It's the same thing. Praise God. Choosing the world. See, your attention going to the world instead of the word. It's the same thing here. That same provocation. Amen. It was there God said, these people, I will disinherit you people. Amen. That though I am what? Keeping mercy for the thousands. I'm long-suffering, gracious, abundant in goodness and in truth. But this will by no means clear the guilty. I will visit your iniquity upon what? The children. Upon the children's children. Praise God. The provocation was so great, so intense. Now God said, I will visit it. Praise the Lord. Brethren, that's why we're here tonight. That there are characters and habits and attitudes that you yourself, you don't understand why it is upon you. Some life experiences will come over you. Things you try to do your best, but still, they still, what? Come. You try to wave them away. It's not only character, but it could be what? Even it could be sickness. They are all what? Iniquities of the fathers that has what? Been pleased upon us. Praise God. But tonight, when he said, this will by no means clear the guilt, God is still his attributes of being merciful, being long-suffering, being abundant with abundance in goodness and truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sins. That's why he made Calvary for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He made Calvary. He said this, brethren, but there is what? Always there is a way God will provide for his children to take, to come out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why Calvary came. To what? To clear this, that this will by no means clear the guilty. Calvary can clear it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's listen to what the prophet said here. In the message book, Hebrews chapter 7, paragraph 161. It said, your attitude towards Christ will make a great impression on what your children will be. See, and it might not be you, your children, and yous here, it might not be your present what? Parent, it could be what? From your granddaddy or anywhere. Praise the Lord. He said, your attitude towards Christ will make a great impression on what your children will be. Your life that you live before your family will make an impression on what your children will be. Amen. That's why, my brethren, for now, we parents, let's watch it. Amen. Praise God. What we say, our attitudes and everything, that's what the proverb is saying. To get what? A great impression upon what? the children.
His word. That spirit is still there. Though God has word, giving us a way to come out of it. But meanwhile, our iniquities, if we don't live right, still our iniquities will be visited upon what? Our children. Praise God. He said, what your children will be, okay, you see, because the Bible said he would what? Visit the iniquity of the parents upon the children to the third and to the fourth generation. So, any kind of what? Spirit or any kind of thing that is upon any of the children, it may not come from you. It may come from what? Our ancestors, our fathers. But tonight, brethren, we are here. Thank God. It's very surprising today that a lot of children are here. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Any character, any, even sickness, whatever it, it's not from you. Amen. It's from somewhere tonight. Hallelujah. We have the blood of Jesus Christ. We're going to, amen, as the seeds of Abraham possess that gate tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. But he said, the same as iniquity of the parents was visited upon the children, he said, the same also righteousness of the parents will be visited upon the children. My brother, you see it? Let's live that righteous life so that rather the righteousness will be what? Visited upon the children. Amen. And the youth, as you are coming, this is what? Your place where to start off. Amen. Praise God. That from right now, today, let righteousness be your life. So that it will what? It will be what? Visited upon your children. Praise God. But we that have already started, we are going to look. Ah, this character, of, this my child, the character, it doesn't come from me. It doesn't come from my wife. Where does it come from? It comes from somewhere. But tonight, you have every authority. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. To send it out from that your child. Amen. I say, I'm still surprised that a lot of children are here tonight. God knows why it has to be so. Praise God. He said, people today, the teenagers on the street in the high school with beer parties and drinking and living, the little girls living in adultery, little boys and things like that. What kind of what generation is coming up after this? See? What do you think the next generation will be? Brethren, I'm not trying to look down upon anyone. But you could see around us some children, their life, you look, you can see that is the same thing, their parents. Lord, forgive them. Lord, help them out. Praise the Lord. Even if tonight we have our way, which we have it. Let's remember those children that have received this visitation from what? Their parents. It's so painful, brethren. Praise the Lord. Lot of children today in this Dublin city, their life, when you go ahead to look at where their parents are, is the same thing. Praise the Lord. Let's remember them, all of them tonight. He said, now, listen, you young people today. The prophet was preaching in the Jeffersonville. He said, I don't know whether you are in this church or you come from another other place. But did you realize the things that you are doing, now is for you the youth. The things that you are doing, if there is another generation, your children will be judged for that what you do. Amen. Amen.
You having no respect and decency, that's how your children is going to be. You girls that are wearing these little old shorts and things around, you know, that's reflecting what? Your daughter. Then the prophet said, did you know maybe your grandma was a flapper and your mommy was a chorus girl, and now the next thing you become what? A striptease. Visitation from one to another. Then the question is, how these things happen? How these things happen? These things happen because you were in the loins. You were in the loins of your father, your grandfather, when he was committing all these attributes of sin. You were in the loins. Amen. You were in his loins. When he was a footballer, he was carrying you along, running, boom, boom, boom. So when you come out, you also, boom, boom, boom. See? He was taking you around. If your grandfather or your father or mother or whoever was a liar, always lying, you were inside there, and so you come out, you also become what? A liar. He's carrying you inside here. Praise the Lord. That's how it is. That's the visitation he's talking about. Praise the Lord. See? When he's a murderer, he goes to murder, he goes along with you. If somebody who hates, you grow up hating also. Because the Bible says, Levi, let's read that place, Hebrews 7, 9 and 10, to prove that what is being said is what? Is scripture. Amen. You know Levi. Levi is what? One of the brothers of what? The 12 tribes. But he was chosen to do what? To receive tithes. Amen. That's what the scripture is saying. And I said, and as I may say so, I may so say, Levi also, who received tithe, paid tithes in Abraham. Amen. He was in Abraham. Amen. Next page, next verse. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Oh, praise the Lord. When Abraham met Melchizedek, he paid tithes unto him. And Levi was in his loins. Amen. And so as his grandfather, great-grandfather, was doing this service to the Lord, when he came up, people were doing that same service also unto him. Oh, praise the Lord. That's why he said that if you do righteousness, it will fall upon your own children also. They will receive it. Brethren, let us do good so that when our children, wherever they go, that good will follow them. People, God will appoint people to do good unto them. If we do evil to others, they go out, they will receive evil. Amen. Let's take notice of this, brethren. It's scripture. The prophet said, look here, let's take, that the Bible said, when Melchizedek met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, Levi had an order from the Lord to receive tithes from his brethren. And Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes. See, he paid tithes whilst he was in what? He was in Abraham. Praise the Lord. Oh, so amazing. Amen. Any good that we do, brethren, it will be visited upon your children. I don't want to talk about iniquities anymore, because iniquities from today, it's out. We will never go the way of what? Iniquity. Because we want our children to be what? Real children of what? Of God. Amen. So we will do good. We will do righteousness. That it will be visited upon our children. But tonight, we are here because we are looking at what? The attributes of God tonight. That He is what? Merciful. He is gracious. He is long-suffering. And abundant in goodness and truth. And He's keeping mercy for thousands. Forgiving iniquity, transgressions and sins. And so tonight, Lord, tonight, all our iniquities that we might unknowingly, that has been visited upon our children, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for Lord Jesus, what you did in Calvary. The Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ, we are here tonight. As children of Abraham, the seed of Abraham, to possess that gate and kill that what? That iniquity. Whether it's from me or it's from my father, it's from my mother, wherever it comes from, tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, I take the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse every iniquity that has been what visited upon our children. Amen. Brethren, tonight, thank God we have a lot of children here tonight. Amen. Ah, there's no coincidence. Amen. There's no coincidence. Amen. I never knew. God gave me the message and I came. Look at children here tonight. I've never met children in this our evening service like this before. Yes. Praise God. God brought them here tonight. For that's one purpose. That tonight, whatever iniquity that has been what visited upon them is over. Whether sickness, whatever it is. How many believe it? Oh, praise God. The Lord is here tonight. He's the bleached blood of Jesus Christ. He's here to take away every stain. Every iniquity. The musicians that come tonight, the Lord is taking His children out from every iniquity. And my youth tonight, amen, take this, that every righteousness, every good, do it because your children are in your loins. Amen. So all the goodness that you do, it will what? It will be visited upon your children. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And what has already been done tonight, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. He said, God bless you for my word of patience. Amen. And I will never keep you. I will keep you from what? The hour of temptation. My brethren, what song are we going to, are you going to give us? I don't know. But meanwhile, let's sing this song first before probably you bring in your own. Jesus breaks every fetter. Let us stand. Amen. How many believe it? Jesus, stretch off your hands. Even if you, as a youth, there is something you know that there is some kind of attitude. You don't like it, but it keeps on coming. It is what? It's an iniquity of somewhere that has been what? Visited upon you tonight. Just surrender it. Just speak it up. You see, the thing is, you have to what? Confess it. See, when you confess it, you have exposed what? The enemy. Praise the Lord. If you don't confess it, nothing will move it. That's what the prophet said. That's why one time when the prophet went to preach somewhere, when the prophet knew that he has really preached, then a woman said, "You never touched me." See? "You never touched me." And the prophet thought that then the sister was what, such an immaculate sister. Praise the Lord. So he was commending her even to someone. Say, "Ah, that sister, hey, gossip." Then he never mentioned what gossip that night. You see, so the spirit was there rejoicing. Say, "Ah, you never touch me." Praise God. So unless you expose it, "Lord, this upon my son, my daughter, I know it doesn't come from me. Even if it comes from me tonight, Lord, I surrender. Take it away so that my child will be free."
Amen.
Praise God. If you don't expose him or her, you expose it, it will be still there. Jesus breaks every fetter tonight. Amen. Let us all sing. Oh, yes.
Jesus breaks every fetter.
Jesus breaks every fetter.
Jesus breaks every fetter. I am now on the altar. Oh, I am now.
I am now
on the altar.
For you, my brother, my sister.
Jesus breaks every fetter.
Every fetter, every wedge of iniquity.
Jesus breaks.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We surrender tonight. We surrender tonight.
Every fetter, Jesus breaks.
Oh, break every iniquity that has been visited upon our children. Oh, yes, Lord.
And he sets me
free. Set us free, Lord. Oh.
I will never.
Yes. We believe tonight. We never doubt anything. We believe it, Lord.
Never doubt my Savior.
Yes, sir.
I will never
doubt you, my Savior. That tonight, Lord Jesus.
Savior.
My son. My children are free. I believe it. My children are free. I have no doubt about it.
Oh, he cleanses me.
Oh, yes.
Jesus breaks
every fetter.
He breaks every fetter.
Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus
breaks
every fetter.
And he sets
at me.
Oh, I will.
On Calvary tonight, the bleached blood.
and look at your children tonight, and look unto us also, in the name of Jesus Christ. This iniquity never came from me, it never came from us, but Lord, it has come upon our children. Lord, any iniquity of our fathers, of our ancestors, tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, the blood of Jesus Christ, cleanse every fetter, every works of Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ.
On the other side of Jordan,
oh, it feels so easy.
Where the tree
of life is.
Children, come forward. All the children, come forward. Children, come to the altar. Children, come to the altar. Come. Children, come to the altar.
Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter, and He sets me
in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are the one that breaks every fetter. Tonight, Lord, your word has come. And look at the number of children that are here tonight, Lord. Father, we are believing every word of yours. They are here for a purpose, Lord. You brought them here tonight for a purpose. It's never coincidence. It's never coincidence. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, you were provoked. But we know that you are merciful. You are gracious. You are abundant, oh, in goodness and in truth. You keep mercy for thousands, forgetting, forgiving iniquity. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. Tonight, we are looking at our children. So innocent, but yet because you said, because of the provocation, this is not going to be by any means clear the guilty. And then, Lord, you gave us a way, the blood, Calvary, the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses every guilt, that cleanses every sin. Lord, tonight we look at Calvary now for the sake of our children, that whatever iniquity that has been visited upon them, whether from we the parents, whether from Lord Jesus, our grandfathers, wherever they come from, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, touch them, Lord, touch them in Jesus' name, touch them, cleanse them in Jesus' name, cleanse them, Lord. Cleanse them, Lord. Cleanse them. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Take away, Lord, the guilt. In Jesus' name. Take it away. Take it away in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we believe it, that you are the one that can take every fetish. Break the yoke of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and set our children free tonight from any shackles of the enemy. From any shackles of the enemy. Amen. From the iniquities of our enemy. Oh, yes, Lord. And our children who are not here, Lord, you are everywhere. Our children who are not here, you are everywhere. Our Amen. Brother, our sister is on the air now with the children coming. Lord, touch them over there. Our children in the home, touch them, Lord. Wherever they are, touch them, Lord. And even Lord Jesus, you said we should pray for everyone, even the children all roaming about in the streets of Dublin. The iniquities that have been visited upon them, Lord, have mercy, Lord. Father, tonight, as your children have come before you, Lord, even they are with their innocent heart, Lord, they believe that tonight, Lord, they are cleansed in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we claim it, oh God, believing it in Jesus' name, that it is finished. Amen. It is finished.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Sickness, disease, whatever, is finished. Amen. Father, we thank you for the restoration that you have restored them. You have restored them, Lord. We believe it to God. And same also we, the parents, Lord. Father, cleanse us. Cleanse us, Lord. The Lord, our life will always be living righteousness. Living, Lord, in the way that, oh God, will impart, oh Lord Jesus, righteousness unto our children.
Amen.
That is what, Lord, we want for them, oh God. Help us to live, Lord, the righteous way, oh God. As the prophet said, even our righteousness also will be what? Will be visited upon them. And the youth, Lord Jesus, as they are beginning their life now, Father, set them, oh Lord, on a plain ground. Oh, to start, oh Lord Jesus, with not a fetter in them. Father, without any spots, without any wrinkle. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you tonight that you brought all these children for a purpose, oh God, and the purpose has been fulfilled. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God richly bless you, my children. God bless you. Because, brethren, you wouldn't understand it, but God knows why. Amen. God knows why tonight. Amen. There are a lot of children here. Praise God. God Amen. Knew what was coming, and he has to bring them. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank you. As many that are not here, Lord, we believe that, Lord, they have been cleansed. In Jesus' name. Let us now rejoice. We have some few minutes. Let's rejoice in the
Blessed
name of the Lord.
Amen. Assurance.
Jesus is mine. Oh, what a day of glory divine. Of God and of His Spirit, all seen His blood.
This is my story.
This is my story. This is my song.
For my soul,
praising my Savior. This is my story.
Our children are set free. Our children are free from every iniquity of the fathers, of the enemy. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. This is our story. We believe it, oh God. This is our song. We believe it, oh Lord. That tonight, the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. This is my story. Oh, this is my song. Oh, praising my Savior. Oh, that belong. Give us one more song again.
This is the promise of God.
Oh,
there shall be seasons frequent,
seasons
sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Blessed of sunless upholding, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and
oh, God bless you, brethren. God bless you. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Showers of blessings. showers of blessing.
Oh,
for mercy drops run as a pool, holy, but for the showers we.
Oh yes, it will come, it will come, and even it is here. Oh,
showers!
It's already here. Oh, amen.
A refreshing time in Jesus Christ.
There is nothing so sweet.
Oh, showers of blessing we need. Oh, mercy does run as a pool. Oh, in the bad for the showers we plead. Oh, there shall be showers of
blessing. Oh, yes, today, today, tonight. It has fallen, it has fallen. It has fallen.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Now on Jesus we go.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, the Lord. You have heard us tonight. Oh, blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God bless you. God bless you, church. For the worship, God bless you. The showers of blessing will surely. Already, it's yours tonight. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Shower, 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 shower. Let's sing it.
Oh, showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Blessing the ground as
definitely no need to stop singing that
Amen.
Song. So maybe
Amen.
We can sing it one more time. Amen.
Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Blessing of
stronger than anything
Amen.
That we could ever think of, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Father, when there was a pronouncement of judgment upon us, Lord, long
Amen.
Before we were born.
Yes.
Father, long before we knew you, Lord. Father, you decided what you would do with us, Father.
Amen.
Lord, and you were merciful. You loved us so
Amen.
Much that you sent your only begotten Son,
yes,
Father, unto this dying world. Father, that he may take upon him, Lord, oh God, our iniquities,
Amen.
The iniquities of our fathers, Lord, our transgressions, and that, Father, he may break every fetter that the enemy has set against us, Lord. Father, and tonight we will not sing anymore to say Jesus breaks every fetter, but we will say Jesus broke every fetter.
Amen.
Lord, for he broke the fetters of my life. He took away the chains that were binding me, Lord, oh God, and he traded them away for a crown of glory. Father, he set me in his own place that I could be an heir, Lord, tonight. Yes. I'm so thankful, Father, for I was counted among the people of this world that were destined to that place of hell. But Father, you did not desire that I should perish. Father, oh God, you send your only son to die for a sinner like me. I'm thankful, oh God, that it wasn't only for me, but for my brothers and sisters that are standing here tonight, believing, oh God, in the wonderful news that you have taken away our iniquities. Lord, we are believing it, and there is not an amount of demons, Lord, from hell that could ever stop us from claiming the things that you have set for us. Father, we love you, oh God. Amen. Father, even as we sing these showers of blessing, we see them in our lives. Yeah. We are rejoicing, oh God. Oh, yes, the whole world is perplexed when they look at the stock markets, when they look at the things happening around, oh God. Oh, yes, they do not know what to do, failing for fear, oh God, thy word said. But tonight, Father, we have heard the different news.
Amen.
We have looked at a different stock market. Yes. We have looked at a heavenly gospel.
Amen.
And it tells us that all is well. We are believing it, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that none of your children that are here will be affected with the things
that are happening in the world.
In the
name of Jesus Christ.
Oh God, but instead it will be time for promotions. It will be time for those that are not working to start working.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, it will be time for those that could not break free from the enemy
to
break
Lord free. Jesus.
Lord, that hour is upon us, and we are believing it in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh God, that as we go, we will not be like children anymore that are tossed to and fro.
Lord,
but
sir,
we will stand sure, Lord, oh God, on this word of promise. For it is stronger than prophecy.
Yes.
It is a sure word, Lord, and we are standing upon it tonight.
Amen.
Let us not be like those that would hear and soon forget, but
yes,
that, Lord, we will hold on to thy word.
Amen.
You broke our fetters. We love you, Father, and we thank you. Be with us, Father, as we go home tonight.
Amen.
I pray, Lord, for the children as they go back to school, every one of them.
Amen.
Lord, oh God, with the influences that rise up in those places, I pray you'd help us to set the right example.
Amen.
Lord, the right atmosphere, that when they come back from school, Lord, we will cast away every spirit that would be upon them, that, Father, they will be refreshed to fight another day.
Amen.
I pray, Father, be merciful to them, remembering our brother Shepherd. May you touch him tonight,
Amen.
Lord. If there be any that are sick, I pray you touch them and heal them.
Amen.
Lord, I pray for my own family. May you be with them, Lord, until I would meet with them. Father, may you bless them. I pray, Father, bless our brother
Amen.
Who's ministered faithfully, the musicians that have ministered faithfully.
Yes.
May you bless, oh Lord, that have helped to create this atmosphere. Lord, may we ever catch the revelation that whenever
Hallelujah.
We come, Lord, we will just pick up from where we left.
Amen.
Lord, for the glory of thy name, we pray. Bless our brethren that could not be with us.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Commit them to you, Lord. In the name of our Savior, we pray. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
How great.
Hallelujah. Our God.
Sing with me. Our great.